This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
The world is fast evolving. With the fourth industrial revolution and artificial intelligence at the forefront, this has fundamentally altered the way we live, the way we work, and also the way we communicate. The technology of artificial intelligence has been improving every year for the past years. And today, it is a very mature technology. Many companies and organizations are actively employing artificial intelligence in different ways. A two-year study from McKinsey, a global institute, which is a private company that provides strategy and management consulting services, it suggests that by 2030, smart machines and robots could replace as much as 30% of the world's current human labor and skilled jobs. Now, McKinsey reckons that automation will displace between 400 and 800 million jobs by 2030, requiring as many as 375 million people to switch careers to adapt to the changes brought by the fourth industrial revolution and artificial intelligence. Now, what is artificial intelligence? How is artificial intelligence transforming industries today? To share his independent opinion, we are joined by Kevin Simo Guerrero. He is a qualified chartered accountant, tech business enthusiast, a founder and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, RVT, and good morning to you and the listeners.
What is artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence, also known as AI, is a broad branch of computer science, which involves the building of smart machines, which are capable of performing tasks that are typically done by humans in terms of the human intelligence. So artificial intelligence systems are powered by what is called machine learning or by deep learning, and in some other instances, by basic rules. Now, machine learning is about the development of computer programs that can access data or information and use it to learn for itself. And then deep learning takes it to the next level by taking what is learned to make intelligent decisions on its own. So much like the human brain, AI or artificial intelligence is a computer program which develops through learning. And the learning can be supervised by showing it an example, or it can be unsupervised by leaving it to learn by itself, or it can be reinforced by giving it a goal and allowing it to make mistakes and learn from its mistakes until it reaches its goal. An example of that could be a robot that is built to jump over a wall, right? And it's given 100 times to jump over that wall by learning over its mistakes of tripping over the wall. So to give you more examples of what AI could be like in our daily lives, if you ever wondered why your social media apps, for example, show you things that you have thought about, artificial intelligence is the reason behind that. It is constantly gathering your data to learn more about you and to make your life easier before you even know it. So there are two broad categories of AI. The first is narrow AI, which is focused on performing a single task better than any human being. And then the second category is artificial general intelligence, known as AGI, which is kind of like the artificial intelligence that we see in the movies, you know, or the robots that behave like humans. And AGI is generally a machine with general intelligence, which is much like a human being, and it can apply that to intelligent situations in order to solve problems. So that is what artificial intelligence is in a nutshell.
And as the application of artificial intelligence increases, more and more people are starting to wonder if it is going to erase the importance of human skills and experiences in different tasks. Now, is artificial intelligence here to replace human beings? Should we brace ourselves?
So if we look at narrow AI, as I previously explained, it is arguably disruptive in the short term by replacing human beings in repetitive tasks. Now, in such tasks, AI is able to work much faster and more accurately than a human being. But when it comes to more cognitive tasks, which require more of human judgment and human-like characteristics, narrow AI is arguably still behind in the race to replace humans. And narrow AI is currently the most dominant and common form of AI that you can find out there. This category of AI is mostly useful in the categorization of information, like identifying which shoppers of a product are male or female, and in making predictions, like speculating on the basis of prior data and patterns, whether a male or a woman is more likely to buy a product. However, artificial general intelligence, or AGI, is what may displace humans in the long term due to its ability to think at a digital superhuman level. These are the types of machines that are potentially smarter than all human beings combined. And if they are used for malicious purposes, they can become a threat to humankind. And that's why thought leaders such as Elon Musk have actually mentioned that we need some kind of authority over this type of AI and how it's used. Today, the type of this type of AI exists in an early stage form, which does things like beat the world's best chess player in less than a minute. But no one is really sure of how far in sophistication the future digital superhuman level of it will go. Some thought leaders in this space say that what will help is to merge ourselves as humans with AI. They argue that this would be best done by connecting our brains to AI systems for fast bandwidth, or in simpler terms, that means connection and control. However, we are already in some way connected to machines through our phones or computers. But the limitation of this is that the connection through our thumbs, our fingers, our eyes and voice is just too slow to keep up with superhuman AI. So based on that, I guess I leave it up to you to decide whether we should brace ourselves on if AI is here to replace us as humans.
What is the impact of artificial intelligence on our jobs and employment rate?
So, Harvey, as you mentioned, a McKinsey study indicates that by 2030, AI could replace 30% of the world's current human labor, and worldwide 400 to 800 million jobs could be lost, leaving about 375 million people with a requirement to fit into new types of jobs or new categories of jobs that perhaps don't really exist at this point in time. And it is predicted that by the end of 2021, which is around the corner, between 80 and 85% of customer service queries will be handled by AI. And examples of this are automated call center agents. These days, when you call a call center, you're most likely to be addressed by an automated voice, a programmed voice, telling you which number option to press before you get to even speak to a human at a call center. In South Africa, 500,000 mining jobs and 70,000 fuel or petrol station server jobs may be subject to automation and artificial intelligence replacement. Now, that is quite worrisome. However, the positive school of thought is this will free up humans to do jobs which are less repetitive and require more of the cognitive skills like judgment, creativity, and negotiation, which machines are not really able to do at this point in time. So, yes, I guess in the short term, there's likely to be an impact on employment. But in the long term, there are benefits that may come from human beings being set free to explore other skill sets in the workplace.
How is artificial intelligence transforming businesses and industries?
So many businesses are becoming more and more reliant on the benefits of artificial intelligence. There are many efficiencies that come with artificial intelligence, and therefore this is transforming industries as we know them today. Some examples to begin with, for example, in the logistics industry, driverless cars are becoming a new option thanks to AI, which uses computer vision of roads and obstacles to allow a machine to drive much like a human being. And this may enable a new generation of transportation for personal use or commercial use, which will not need a human driver. And then when we look at the banking and finance industry around fraud detection, many banks use various applications of artificial intelligence to detect fraudulent activity. Now, the AI software is given a very large sample of data that includes fraudulent and non-fraudulent purchases and is trained to determine whether a transaction is valid. Over time, the software becomes very sharp at identifying fraudulent transactions based on what it has learned previously and is therefore able to take action or raise warnings upfront. Then when it comes to the retail industry, Many websites now offer some form of chat functionality or chat box where you can talk to a customer support or sales representative. And it is some form of automated artificial intelligence that always sort of kickstarts these conversations. When it says, here's Mary, and Mary's a little picture in the corner on the website, and it says, and Mary tells you, what would you like to know? The person who's going to answer on behalf of Mary initially tends to be an AI program before you get to the real Mary. So these AI chatbots are capable of understanding human conversation in an impressive way and can therefore assist customers in finding out exactly what they need to know much faster and more efficiently than a human being. Then when it comes lastly to cybersecurity, as cyber attacks are becoming more frequent and more sophisticated, there are breaches in cybersecurity, and human beings, unfortunately, no longer enough to counteract these breaches. So top companies and firms across the world are investing heavily in cybersecurity to ensure that their data is protected. So real-time threat detection, mitigation, and potentially prevention are needs in these businesses. And therefore, IT and security experts have taught AI to monitor the relevant behavior and respond to threats and issues, issue alerts in good time. So in terms of transformation of industries, these are some of the examples that I can list for you.
And the introduction of artificial intelligence automation has brought about a serious shift in the modern human lifestyle. It has also changed the way we communicate and also the way we interact with each other. How has this impacted our day-to-day lifestyle?
So various daily activities happen seamlessly today without an ordinary person even noticing. AI is all around us in places where we least expect it, and we therefore take it for granted. It's very much behind the scenes doing all the magic, and we just go about our daily lives. So all kinds of tools are at our disposal today to make our lives easier. And in terms of how these affect our modern lifestyle or our daily lifestyle, I'll give you some examples. So first of all, if you look at GPS apps, which guide us to our destinations in real time, that is an example of AI that's consistently guiding you on which route to take or where there's traffic, etc. The next is search engines like Google are able to give you answers to everything that you know because it's consistently learning, and that's also another form of AI. And hence, at any point in time, it knows probably far more than any human being on Earth and can give an accurate answer on anything. And then fitness companion devices study our daily routines and then help us to exercise accordingly. And why is that, you know, the case? These fitness companion devices are consistently monitoring our behavior, our habits, and are therefore able to guide us accurately on how we should be exercising. And then if we look at smartphones, they have been built with digital assistants, which help us to keep organized and save time on mundane tasks, which previously would have taken up which we could use for more valuable activities. So just to list a few, I think this can give you a snapshot of how our daily lifestyle is changed by AI, because AI is present in all of these applications.
Now, let's talk about the tech startup entrepreneur and how that relates to artificial intelligence. How can I become a tech startup entrepreneur in the artificial intelligence space?
So there are various ways to go about becoming a tech startup entrepreneur in this space. But just to give some direction, public sources state that global spending on artificial intelligence is likely to reach $98 billion by 2023, which represents a compound annual growth rate of 28% from 2019. So this is indicative of a big opportunity for entrepreneurs to establish startup businesses in this space. And many companies find AI useful in solving efficiency problems, especially when it comes to servicing customers. And therefore, AI startup businesses are likely to have an opportunity in supplying AI-tailored software or programs to these businesses. However, the unique challenge for tech startup entrepreneurs in the AI space is that AI algorithms need prior data to learn from before the AI program can be effective enough to be deployed in a business and make a difference. Because it's like the human brain, which first needs to learn before it becomes its optimal. So these startups should look for opportunities to partner with businesses or data aggregating agents who can supply them with prior customer data, which can allow them to build readily effective AI solutions for customer-centric businesses like retailers, transportation, banking, and others. So this typically is probably the key point of concern for any tech startup entrepreneur who wants to enter the artificial intelligence market.
How can people get a hold of you, Kevin?
You can get hold of me at Twitter. My handle is at KevinSem, KevinSem, or you can email me at inapptalks, which is inapptalks at gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on VoFM 88.1. Wishing you a productive and splendid week ahead.
Yes, thanks so much, Harvey T. Good day to you and to the listeners, and looking forward to next week.
That was Kevin Simogerere. He is a qualified chartered accountant, a tech business enthusiast, and a founder and host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He joined us to share his independent opinion about how artificial intelligence is transforming industries today.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.